In order to motivate smaller affiliates, be sure to hold contests that will include them. For example, you could offer a $50 Amazon or iTunes gift card each week or month to a random person who sends at least one sale during that time frame. This will motivate people to keep promoting you, because they will know that as long as they send even one sale, they will have the chance to win a prize. Sometimes, just knowing you have a chance at something is a huge motivator. Ongoing bonuses. Bonuses are also great as ongoing incentives. You can offer perpetual bonuses for sales, and you can also offer cumulative bonuses. For example, you can offer the bonus mentioned in the previous chapter, such as one bonus commission for each 5 sales. That would be the perpetual bonus. Then you can offer a yearly bonus for your top earners. Like companies often give Christmas bonuses, you could give your top affiliates a Christmas bonus as well. You might give them 10% of their total yearly sales as a bonus the first week of December. However, you must either save 10% of your earnings all year to ensure you can cover this bonus, or just don't tell anyone you'll be doing it until it's time to do it. Imagine how disastrous it would be for your reputation if you promised this and couldn't afford to deliver. Attracting affiliates. Attracting affiliates isn't as difficult as it may seem. The only reason most people seem to think it's difficult to get affiliates is because they aren't providing the things affiliates are looking for. Quality, in-demand products. Perhaps the single most critical element of running an affiliate program is to provide quality products that are in high demand. It doesn't matter what else you do, or how much you're paying, if your products are low quality or are not in high demand, affiliates aren't going to promote them. It may be tempting to create products in small niches with less competition, and that's fine for the occasional product. Just keep in mind that if a product is not in very high demand, the likelihood of anyone having traffic or list to promote that product is slim. Instead, stick mostly to products in very popular niches. Competition doesn't matter so much when you have a large number of super affiliates promoting the product. And if you create a very high quality product and follow the other tips in this chapter, you will. Great sales copy. Another very important element of successfully finding affiliates is to be sure your products have killer sales copy. If the copy on your sales page isn't up to snuff, affiliates can smell it a mile away and they aren't likely to promote the product. Do yourself a favor and hire a good copywriter to create your sales letter. If you can't afford one, read some books on writing sales copy and save up to hire one as soon as possible. If you're low on funds, it is recommended that you pay for really great sales copy for one product and promote the heck out of it rather than trying to create a bunch of products with poor to mediocre copy. Beautiful graphics. Beautiful graphics aren't absolutely critical, but they certainly help. People do judge a book by its cover, and they will judge a website by its graphics as well. It's unfortunate, but it happens. If you don't want to pay to get great graphics, you may want to use no graphics at all and just use a standard CSS or HTML template with sales copy. Some people say this works better than fancy graphics, anyway, because sometimes the graphics can detract from the actual sales letter. Affiliate tools. If you want to attract the best affiliates, then you need to provide them with the best tools. Not only will this attract affiliates to promote your products, but it will make it much easier for them to do so. It is appalling that in today's world, there are still affiliate programs that don't provide promotional materials. They give you an affiliate link and then expect you to do everything else on your own. Shocking. It's important to provide a wide variety of tools to affiliates, because affiliates promote products in many different ways. Some use blogs or websites, some use email marketing, and still others have additional methods. Here are some ideas for types of promo material to offer. 1. Banners. Banners are the most common type of promotional material. They're great for blogs, websites, ads inside apps, and other similar uses. Make sure to provide both static and animated banners, and provide them in all of the most common sizes. Some common banner sizes include 468x60, 468x80, 728x90, 336x280, 300x250, 250x250, 160x600, 120x600, 120x240, 240x400, 234x60, 125x125, 120x60 and 88x31. 2. Articles. PLR articles are excellent promotional material. Bloggers and website owners love them, and sometimes even email marketers will use them as content. 3. Reviews. Reviews are especially helpful because they give people a starting point of ideas for crafting their own. People are more likely to buy something through a product review than just about any other type of promotional material, so they can be incredibly powerful as an affiliate tool. 4. Emails. Emails are always in demand. One of the most difficult things for most email marketers is figuring out what to say, especially about a product they haven't personally used. Emails give affiliates a quick and easy way to promote your product. 5. Videos. Video marketing is becoming increasingly popular, and it still doesn't show any signs of slowing down. There's no question that video is huge, so providing a few videos for marketers to use for this just makes sense. Be sure they aren't solely promotional, or no one is likely to watch them. Make them interesting, funny, useful, informative, etc. The more interesting they are, the better they have a chance of going viral. 6. Tweets, Twitter, and other social media outlets are very popular promotion methods, so providing a few short messages is very beneficial to people who use social media for promotion. Remember to keep them under 140 characters, which is the max length for Twitter. And keep in mind that must also include the affiliate link. Thus, you might want to aim for 60 to 90 characters to leave room for a shortened link. 7. Reports. Reports are excellent for promotion. They can help affiliates build their list while also promoting their affiliate links directly within the reports. 8. Autoresponders. Autoresponder messages in groups of 3, 5 or 7 are also excellent. They make superb companions to reports, because people who opt into a list to receive a report about a topic like to see those follow-up emails afterward. A multi-part course that lasts a few days is one great format for autoresponders. 9. Infographics. Infographics are the newest rage. Pinterest has turned the infographic into a cultural phenomenon. As always, be sure your promotional materials are of the highest possible quality. People aren't going to give away 3-page reports, nor are they going to use PLR articles full of grammatical errors or banners that look like they were made with MS Paint in 1998. Final words. Creating products is relatively simple. Setting up an affiliate program is not particularly difficult. However, getting affiliates can be tricky if you don't already have an established name. Using the tools outlined in this report, you should be well on your way to creating your own army of affiliate soldiers to promote your products time and time again. Remember to treat your affiliates well, and they will keep coming back for more. If you're hesitant to try some of these things because you are new or don't have a reputation yet, just remember that every product owner started somewhere. By building a list of affiliates who promote your products, experience good service, and get good conversions, you will begin to build that reputation, and the referrals that go along with it. The sooner you get started, the sooner you will begin to build that reputation, so don't waste time. Most of these strategies don't cost anything, or require little or no money up front. So get started right away, and build your own affiliate army now.